This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. The monsoon session of Parliament will begin from the 21st of next month. This came in the backdrop of opposition parties' demand to convene a special session of Parliament to discuss Operation Sindoor. Talking to the media in New Delhi, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the session will conclude on the 12th of August. This will be the first Parliament session after Operation Sindoor, which was launched by India following the barbaric Pahalgam terrorist attack in which 25 Indians and one Nepali citizen were killed. The government has decided to conduct Population Census 2027 along with the enumeration of castes in two phases, beginning from October 2026. The first phase will be conducted in hilly and snow-hit areas of Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Ladakh, beginning 1st of October next year. The second phase, covering other parts of the country, will be held from the 1st of March 2027. The last census was conducted in 2011 in two phases. The government today said it is working on building a consensus among all political parties to initiate the process to bring an impeachment motion against High Court Judge Justice Yashwant Verma. A large stash of cash was recovered from the official residence of Justice Yashwant Verma in New Delhi a few months ago. Talking to the media in the National Capital, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju stated that any discussion on corruption, whether in the judiciary or elsewhere, must be approached with the nation's best interests in mind.
The impeachment motion against Justice Yashwant Verma is a matter related to the corruption in judiciary. So there is no scope for any politicking. There is no scope for taking separate political positions for every party. So we would like to have a united stand. The parliament as a whole will have to come together to discuss this matter.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Australian Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Richard Marles today exchanged ideas to further strengthen the India-Australia's comprehensive strategic partnership. The Deputy Prime Minister of Australia called on Prime Minister Modi in New Delhi this afternoon and reiterated his country's support in India's fight against cross-border terrorism. The Ministry of Civil Aviation today directed Turkish Airlines to ensure full compliance with the Convention on International Civil Aviation Standards and Recommended Practices, as well as the Directorate General of Civil Aviation or DGCA regulations. The direction came following the inspections conducted by DGCA, in which it found lack of proper authorization in marshaller competency, aircraft management, dangerous goods handling and ground handling agreement. The inspections were carried out to ensure compliance with both international and national safety regulations. In Karnataka, at least 11 persons were killed and 33 others injured following a stampede near the Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru during the celebrations marking the first ever IPL victory of Royal Challengers Bengaluru. The stampede took place when thousands of fans attempted to enter the stadium in a hurry from various gates. The injured were shifted to a nearby hospital. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief at the loss of the lives in the incident. Meanwhile, Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah announced a compensation of 10 lakh rupees to the next of kin of each deceased. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that the Indian Railways will soon start using e-Aadhaar authentication to book Tatkal tickets. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnaw said that this will help genuine users get confirmed tickets during the need. In French Open tennis, the semi-final lineups for women's singles competition has been confirmed after world number 2 Coco Gauff and unseeded Loa Boisson booked their places in the last four in Paris today. American Gauff defeated compatriot and 7-seed Madison Keys 6-7, 7-4, 6-1 in the quarterfinal. In men's singles, world number 1 Jannik Sinner advanced to the semi-final, beating unseeded Alexander Bublik of Kazakhstan 6-1, 7-5, 6-0 in the quarterfinal tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.